Well, thanks for joining us as we are journeying through the Bible. We are in Exodus today, Exodus 17, 15, and 16. Moses built an altar, and he called it, "The Lord is my banner." He said, "Because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation." The Amalekites were at it again. Those pesky enemies of Israel could never leave good enough alone. The Israelites, fresh from being delivered from Egypt, were still learning the ways of desert travel. The Amalekites took advantage of their vulnerable state and attacked God's people. Moses sent Joshua to lead the troops into battle while he stood on the top of a hill to oversee the skirmish. When Moses raised the staff over his head, symbolizing Israel's total dependence on God, the Israelites gained the advantage. But when Moses lowered his hands due to fatigue, the Amalekites started winning the battle. As a result, the two men with Moses, Aaron and Ur, held up Moses' arms and the victory was secured. To thank God for deliverance, Moses built an altar and he called it, "The Lord is my banner." What banner do you hold high as you go into battle each day? If you hold the banner of self-sufficiency, or independence, or personal ambition, you're going to lose every time. But if you hold high the name of the Lord, marching under His standard, He will give you the strength to defeat each foe. And one more thing, sometimes our arms grow tired. We need people to help us keep the banner lifted high. Life is one battle you cannot fight alone. Father, we depend on You and You alone. We are not strong enough on our own to defeat any foe. With You, we can conquer each one. Help us to hold Your banner high and give us others to help us when our arms grow tired. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.